one a happy MLK Day, knowing that today is the celebration, federally speaking, of the birthday of the Apostle of Peace, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Also, this is actually his birthday, January the 15th. We all know what it stands for, and we all are appreciative to God for the Civil Rights Movement and for this day being the key day of celebration each year to commemorate all of the sacrifices, lives lost, marches, sit-ins, and everything that's happened over the last more than 100 years to get us to where we are now. And we're so grateful and thankful for that. As we come in today for this week, I'm going to be talking to you about a healthy soul. A healthy soul. And we're going to check our soul's health across this week here in the month of January, getting more into 2024. A healthy soul is something that is so important for the Christian. And I hope to explain some things scriptures that would point to God's interest in us having healthy souls. Now, let's remember something. We are spirits, and we live in a body, and we have a soul. I want to start today with James chapter 5, verse 16. Now, that's an unusual place to start. James chapter 5, verse 16. Now, we know this particular scriptural neighborhood because this is where we get our verse on calling for the elders of the church being anointed with oil and the elders praying over the sick and the Lord raising them up. But a lot of times we miss verse number 16 in the healing process. The elders praying for the sick has to do with your physical body. Your physical body is sick. But there's something in verse number 16 that needs to be considered. Here's what it says. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Healed. That you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person avails much. Now, I'm going to read it from the Christian Standard Bible. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is very powerful in its effect. I don't want you to overlook verse 16. We get so excited about the anointing oil, the prayers of the elders over the sick person, physically sick, and the Lord raising them up that we don't really see verse 16. Whenever we talk about confession, that has something to do with the soul. Something to do with the soul. You are confessing. You are confessing salvation. You're confessing your faults or your sins. And James says that a part of the healing process is not just the physical body, but there could be something going on in your soul that's caused you to be physically sick. Here we go. In the Bible, there is the word flesh. And you remember some of those verses, you know, walk in the spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Paul talks about the works of the flesh are these, and then he gives a long list of things. Well, the flesh in the Bible is not just your physical body, but it is your soulish person. And your soul is your mind, your heart, and your will. So the soul and the body are very important when it comes to your spiritual walk. Those two things make up your flesh. And when we consider it, let me give you an example like this. We've all eaten bananas and we've all eaten apples. You can peel a banana with your fingers, but you cannot peel an apple with your fingers. If you peel an apple, you need some help. You need a knife, something sharp to peel an apple. A banana, you can just pull the hull off of it, the skin, we call it, off of the banana. Not so with an apple. The apple and your flesh is like your soul and your body. The skin on the apple represents your physical body. The meat of the apple represents your soul. That's how close they are. And you cannot separate them. Some people are physically sick because their soul is messed up. Their soul is in bondage. They worry a lot. They are depressed a lot. They're discouraged a lot. They're down a lot. They're guilty. Maybe some guilt that they carry around. Sometimes it has to do with issues mentally or emotionally. But here's what I need you to understand. God wants us to have healthy souls just as he desires that we have healthy bodies. You remember the scripture in 3 John where John is writing to a man and John says, I wish, speaking personally, this is not God talking, I wish that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Now, people try to take that verse and say, well, that's what God is saying. No, God didn't say that. John was writing a letter to a man, to Gaius, and it's right there in 3 John. It's a letter from one man to another man. People say, well, the Holy Ghost told him to write it. That's why we say God said it. Well, that's a stretch, to be honest with you. When we look at the Bible, there are certain things that are just personal notes from one human being to another. I would that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Why? Because the flesh and the body, or rather the flesh and the soul, is the same as the skin on the apple and the apple. As goes one, so goes the other in many cases, not in every case. Here's what we want to do in 2024. We want to do it now. We want to get our souls healthy. If we get our souls healthy, maybe we'll sleep better at night. A healthy soul allows you to enjoy your life better, to enjoy people better. A healthy soul may also cause some of the pain and swelling in your body to go away because they are just that connected. Just that connected. So connected that when God made man, the Bible said man became a living soul. God wants us to have good health in our bodies and our souls. You see, your mind is what tells your body what to do. You can't stretch your arm out unless your brain tells your arm to stretch out. But the mind and the brain work together for you stretching out your arm. That's why we tell people, make a healthy confession, say positive things, because that helps to convince your mind that things are positive in your life. It's all connected. And so over this week, we'll talk more about improving the health of our souls. The Bible says laughter is like medicine. Actually, what it says is a merry heart is like medicine. That means laughter. That means a healthy soul. And it is the will of God, according to James 5:16, that we have that. Therefore, James says, confess your faults, your sins, to one another. Why is that important? What he's actually suggesting is when you keep stuff in, when you keep bad things in, when you keep the guilt in, and you don't talk it out, let it out, give it an outlet, it can cause problems when it comes to being healed. So you want somebody in your life that you can talk to. You can't talk to everybody. You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to go around telling everybody or getting on social media talking about your shortcomings or things that you did wrong or things that you think about. That's not right. As a matter of fact, it's foolish. And people today love to talk about their wrongs and then say, can't nobody judge me. Don't put yourself in a position, honey, where people can judge you. We don't talk to everybody about our shortcomings, but we have a person, a friend, a spiritual leader, a pastor, a bishop. We have somebody that we open up to in order that our souls can decompress, the pressure can be let off. James said, confess your faults, your sins to one another that you may be healed, suggesting that a lack of confession in that area can keep you from receiving your healing. That's not in every case, but you have to wonder how many times does that actually happen? That because people hold stuff in and don't share it with an accountability friend or partner, that it blocks or hinders them from receiving their healing. It's all right to tell what you need to tell to somebody that you can tell it to. And James says that when we do that, we may be healed. And understanding that the prayer of a righteous person is very powerful in its effect. What righteous person? Earlier, he talks about prayer of the elders, but now he's talking about a person. It must be the person that I opened up to. The person that understands that they have a responsibility not to go out and talk about me and the gossip, but to pray for me earnestly, to pray for me fervently, passionately, to pray for my healing, to pray for my restoration. Praise God. Holy Father, we thank you today in Jesus' name as we come together for the first day of prayer for this week. We glorify your name and call it holy and righteous. Because you are holy, you are above all. And we thank you, Father, that you are almighty. We praise you that you are omniscient and omnipresent. And we thank you in Jesus' name that as we come before the throne of grace, the Bible says we can obtain grace and mercy to help in the time of need. Thank you in Jesus' name that you are available to us and therefore, according to the Bible, we cry out, Abba, Father. Father, Father, you are our Father. And we praise you today in Jesus' name that you have met every need that we have in our lives. And all we need to do is come to you and receive that which you will release into our care. As we pray together in the name of Jesus, we hear the word of the Lord today talking about healing. And Father, we confess our sins to you today. The word of the Lord says, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And we pray today, we pray forgiveness for our sins. We confess pride, arrogance, haughtiness. We confess today, Father, that we are flesh, we are dust. And Father, we confess our bad thoughts, our bad words, and our bad deeds. And in the name of Jesus today, we receive cleansing. And we will not carry guilt around for our shortcomings. Rather, we will receive your forgiveness. The Bible says that you not only forgive us, but cleanse us, wash us thoroughly when we confess. Father God, I pray for every man and woman on this call today that they will let go of all guilt and that they would not put themselves down because they're human. Rather, we will acknowledge the fact that we need you, and without you, we are nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ. And in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your cleansing today. The word of the Lord talks about us being healed, and we receive healing today, even as we pray now, even as we open up our hearts and invite you to cleanse us and heal us, to restore us, to make sure that our souls are clean, our souls are healed, and we glorify your name today. We've made so many mistakes, but we're so thankful that the blood of Jesus washes our sins away. The word of God is the water that washes our sins away. And we praise you today, precious Father, that as we come before you, that we stand before you receiving your grace and mercy. Guide us through this day. Protect us as we go. Provide everything that we need. And we will give you the praises. We will give you the honor and the glory. We pray that you protect our households and our families. And in the name of Jesus, let your will be done throughout our lives. Thank you for peace, for prosperity, and for power. Thank you, Father, that you've not given us the spirit of fear. Rather, you've given us the spirit of power, love, and sound judgment. And in the name of Jesus, we declare today that as we go forth, we will celebrate victory rather than focus on the warfare. Thank you, Father, that no matter what Satan wages against us, we know greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. We call these things done as we go forth in the name of Jesus. Amen.